Good day to you, dear student. I am Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and it's my pleasure once again to start chapter number 12, referring to marketing planning. We will learn in this particular chapter about the concept of marketing plan. We will learn and know about the importance of marketing plan used in travel and tourism industry. We will also understand the marketing planning process, how does it go, and know about the role of marketing plans as corporate communication. Why and marketing plan are important. We'll pay good learning and attention towards the importance of it. First, let's understand what does it highlight. A marketing plan highlights various elements. It has different elements and objectives is one of the reasons. They also explore the resources to put that marketing plan into practice. And obviously, it also discusses and highlights the funds required for it, meaning what is the budget of that. The importance of marketing plans is also referring to the elements which are part of the process of marketing communication within any business. So when we will come to that state, we will see what are those elements in much detail. Also, there are the means of bringing marketing together with other parts of a business. So other parts of the business, keeping your product aware, creating awareness, letting it to be known to more people, spread through advertising and promotion. All these elements of a marketing plan are implemented and are relevant to its importance. So we will be major aspect of having marketing planning in place are, let's count of major aspects, pinpointing and converging the management's attention, highlighting it, bringing it to the notice of the management, the existing and potential costs, what generation of revenue it will bring in, and business profitability. So it all summarizes and it covers everything for management's attention under different categories, different headline to understand each of them in its own way. Another aspect of marketing plan is focusing the decisions on implementing the strategies or strategic objectives of an organization in the market of the interest. So the market of interest to promote a product. So you focus on the decision that you have taken to go and what are the strategic objectives of the organization in that regard. Step further, identification of competitive short-term implementation plan relevant to the long-term future. So both are at your study, both relevant to long-term and short-term. Setting and conveying specific business target for managers Because ultimately, if the plan has been designed, it has to be implemented and put into practice. So you set and convey the specific targets to the people who would be taking charge and in the form of senior managers or business verticals to achieve in an agreed time. The achievement should be done on a specific time period. It cannot be indefinite as such. And the importance of marketing plan also is focusing on scheduling and coordinating promotional and other marketing plans. So both also the other schedules, for example, when you would do an advertisement, which roadshow you will attend, where you will participate in a trade show, where else you would do your presentation, etc., etc., in accordance with the schedule and requirement in specific area, like participation in a trade show, doing a road show, etc., etc., because they have to be scheduled depending on various other, schedules of different other events happening, so that your importance of those schedule stand good and not get mixed up with other competitions schedules planned for the same. So achieving coordination and a sense of joint responsibility between various departments on organization. Achieving coordination and sense of joint responsibility between various departments of an organization. So you, in case if you are a production house, you take the production department. If you are also operational activities, which in most cases a travel tour operator will have in the form of guides, in the form of bus drivers, in the form of drivers, etc., all have to be coordinated. And that coordination is part of market planning, and you achieve that. Monitoring and evaluation of result of marketing plan. By this time, you would have understood the importance of monitoring. And the results of the marketing plan likewise has to be monitored and evaluated. What is the return of investment? How much time was required to expect the result coming out of the amount of the money that was invested by the investors or the shareholder or the owners of the group? And whether relevant expenses were required or were they spent in accordance with what expenses should have been incurred? All these are part of marketing plan. So it goes in the following process. The marketing plan goes according to identification. We'll be going in more detail. Let me read here for you. So marketing plan process goes first through the identification. It picks up forecasting. It suggests about the future roadmap. It also does an own assessment with the SWOT analysis, send weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, marketing objectives, what are the goals set up, how much budget is required, at cost, where those budgets will be met, what is the source arranged, whether you would need additional funding, you need to increase your share capital, you need a foreign investment, you need an investment from a governmental body, etc. Then planning and deciding the marketing mix, how your product would go into the market, and at the tail end, you have the measurement, which is for anything of monitoring, evaluation, and control. So step by step, we start understanding the marketing planning process. How does it start? First is the identification, initial stage of planning process. Identify the market of interest. Identify and know it. The second step will come in the users, the marketing plan process in identification uses marketing research and draws reference based on available published and unpublished information, like the available primary, secondary, omnibase, or scheduled data. All this will be taken into consideration in a systematically identification of your marketing plan. Bringing in information with regard to sales related, specific customer related, product specific, and related to trends in external business environment. All this will be identifying your marketing plan. Then, of course, forecasting of future roadmap. Obviously, forecasting would not go in some crystal ball. It must go through a market research based but future oriented. You should have that vision of the future. What are we coming up with? This is where the famous mobile phone Nokia failed, because they continued, they are the pioneer and they are the founder of mobile phones. But they failed because their future vision failed, that slowly the whole market would be taken over by Android, where they did not work and fail. So forecasting in the market research is quite important. It relies on expectation. Now, forecasting, of course, would be expectation, like growth of digital platform, growth of ICT, growth of additional income. These are all expectation. Growth of a particular country's economy, GDP, spending capacity, education, knowledge, all these are elements to be contributed toward expectation. Why do you expect this? So you have to justify. Then what is your vision? The leaders are always a visionary people. What you see today, a visionary leader, sees 10 years from now with their own expertise, experience, and strategies. They know that they have a vision. Forecasting and evaluation of the headings already covered under identification. We have already done that. So expectation, vision, forecasting, and evaluation, we have done this. Both for identification and forecasting process, the quality of management information system is very crucial. From where did you obtain? As I pointed out in the previous slide, what type of management information is obtained through? Just word of mouth? Just guess? Estimates? What they say in Hindi, kuch bhi? No. They're based on systematic strategies, the research work, various type of research carried on in form of sample surveys, email surveys, interviews, physical surveys, etc. So this is very important. What is the forecasting based on? See, look at the artificial intelligence. Those who would have designed this and started. And now you have many of us can't think of doing anything without referring at least to the minimum at AI. And what AI has taken over from us is our reading capacity. Anyway, that's a different topic. But again, vision is where, which comes in forecasting. You know that market will grow, so you need to find out a roadmap for that. Now, own assessment or SWOT analysis. This is an exercise which most organizations should not overlook. Rather, nobody overlooks. Because this brings into you to realize what you are, what are your strengths. Existing advantages. That's why multinational company people hire multinational. That's why they are called multinational. So A would be expert in certain things. B, which is another multinational, would have expertise of something else. That's why in multinational, you find people with multinationalities. So this is existing advantage. It may exist as an organization. Say, for example, my strength, anybody, I mean, I'm talking when I say I mean, I'm generally saying, my strength is I'm from India. I know Indian market. I've been in the industry for 50 years. I've been in the industry for 10 years. I've seen COVID era. I've seen this. So that is the existing advantage that somebody has. It may exist in form of organization's market. We are in the business. This is our fifth generation. This is our third generation. We have seen how the initial stages of businesses were. So this is the strength. Then, you know, the product portfolio and the operation in relation to the competitors or competitors. So we have survived. We have seen worst of the scenario. We have seen the competition and we survived. And if you fail, we will come to that later. So we are talking about the strength. You have to take count of your strength. Strength could also be professional marketing expertise or in distribution. We have branches spread all over India. We have partners all around the world. That's a strength. For example, Tata or Bajaj is having a strong market strength not only in India for their auto, but they have Bajaj manufacturing unit in Far East, they have got in Africa. So that's their strength. Could be in professional marketing expertise or in the distribution system or in customer service staff. When you buy a mobile phone, you get an international warranty. You have bought a mobile phone in Dubai, but they have international warranty. Who is agent for Samsung? You can go there and show your international warranty and get your mobile phone repaired. That's the strength of them, of the network of their marketing expertise and their professional spread, professional strength, marketing expertise spread around the world. God, not necessarily their own staff, but they may have tie-up as such. Or the customer service staff, which I just mentioned, with a recognized reputation for being especially helpful and friendly. So Samsung, Lenovo, the laptops, can very confidently say, we have tie-up in India, we have tie-up in Dubai, we have our branch franchisees in X country or Y country. This is their strength. And that's why people go for such product where you can get it done. That's why airline appoint general sales agent in other country, even if they are not flying there. Because that agent will be helping them in case of need for certain airline tickets, if they need clarification or extension of validity, etc., etc. From the SWOT analysis, we have done the strength. We now look at the weakness. It's not good to overlook your weakness because this is your own assessment. weakness ranges from obsolete products in declining markets to impolite customer care staff. Many products have lost their market strength simply because of the impolite customer care staff all around the world. Many people have just said, you have a very poor customer relationship management. You are only believing in selling your product and that's end of it. You see, and you read all this all over social media's online promotions. So definitely the weakness is anything from obsolete product to declining market to impolite customer care staff. They are all weaknesses and maybe clearly identified. For example, if you buy something online, they have a clear refund policy. They have shipping policy, shipping amount for free for a specific amount. That's why they say shipping charges at checkout. And you will be said, okay, you are purchasing more than 750 rupees of item, shipping is free for you. You bought for 300, pay 60 rupees as shipping charges. So weakness, once identified, it may be subject to management action required to minimize its impact or to remove them wherever possible. Weakness should be immediately identified. There is nothing wrong in recognizing and accepting weakness in a good business environment. The consumer appreciates. That's why if there is an argument with a customer, it has been advised to all the customers from their senior management that listen and empathize with your customer. That's why you see on flights also many a time the passengers take up fight with the, literally argument with the crew, and they don't lose their cool. Because weaknesses do exist, whether human or business. Of course, human business are not part of any business activity, but business weaknesses. For example, not responding to someone, the company or the particular corporation would say, if it escalate, where would you go? Who is the escalated level? So weakness are, I would say weaknesses, if identified, they are your source of correcting yourself to grow. Can't turn a blind eye to your weakness. In our assessment come the opportunities. Every product has an opportunity to grow. And never, I've said this, never miss an opportunity. So in the marketing context, it may arise from elements of business under direct control, such as particular product or process or a particular set of staff competency. That's why it's an opportunity for many big setup. To retain a good quality staff is an opportunity to promote him or her so that you don't lose them. It may be also arise from the shift in the external business environment, which may be exploited. Somebody trying to exploit may also be from shift of external business environment, which may be exploited. That's an opportunity for someone. Hey, XYZ is a good staff. He's a good strength to a particular group. Let's hire him. Pay him some extra money. Offer him what he gets. Add up something and give him a rise and hire him. That's an opportunity for the competitor or an external business environment. So you hear in corporate culture, a lot of such developments that take place from time to time.